I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News, starting a new season here as we head into the second half of May 2016. Joining us once again is Kevin Blinkoff, editor of On the Water magazine. Hi, Kevin. Welcome back.
Hi, Steve. It's good to be back. Good to be at this point of the season.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, I know that you at On the Water have been following the spring migration of striped bass into our waters. Populations of these fish are moving up from the south. Fishermen are eager for the news. What's the progress been this year?
Well, that's right. We've been tracking the striper migration mostly through reports from fishermen up and down the coast. And last year, you remember, we had a very cold, tough winter. Things started a little late. The fish showed up a little later than usual. This year, we had a pretty mild, easy winter. And not too surprisingly, we saw the very first migrating striped bass show up earlier than usual. Mid to late April this year, we started to see some small fish showing up on Martha's Vineyard. And those early arriving fish, most of them were on the small side, 10 to 14 inches. We call those schoolies. And the reason they are the first ones to show up is because they aren't held up by spawning urges. So they come right up the coast into our waters. They don't need to worry about taking time down south to do the spawning thing.
So a lot of fishermen, we see these small fish coming in. We think, the big fish, they could be right behind. It could be a whole early season. But it hasn't played out quite that way.
That was the hope. Oh, well, we had a warm winter. We'll be into the big fish very early. But we're actually right now kind of about where we would expect to be. We're seeing the first keepers being caught. Maybe a couple fish up to 20 pounds have been reported. But the big schools of spawning-sized fish haven't really arrived yet on the Cape. And that's because after that warm winter, we did see more typical weather for spring, especially down on the Chesapeake where the fish were spawning. Some colder weather, colder water. So they took their time spawning, lasted a little longer than it usually does, which could be a good thing. So we might see a better spawn down there this year. But the end result is we're still sitting here right now waiting for the really big fish to arrive. But my thought is it's going to be any day now.
And again, as you say, that's pretty much right on schedule where things typically are as we start looking towards the end of May.
It is. Usually around by the last weekend of May, we see that first push of really big fish, usually somewhere along the Elizabeth Islands, up into Buzzards Bay, or in the canal. A lot of these fish, as they migrate north, they move right into the Cape Cod Canal. They have to pass a gauntlet of fishermen, and that's where we usually start to hear about these 30- and 40-pound fish being caught.
But striped bass aren't the only story here. There's a lot of other fish that fishermen are starting to keep an eye on. Round up the fishing action for us. If you're heading out this weekend, what should you be looking for, and what are you hearing report-wise?
Well, one thing that people are very excited about this weekend is black sea bass season opens on Saturday the 21st. Black sea bass fishing should be fantastic. A lot of them out there, good-sized fish, and it's a little later start to the season, so they'll be ready to be caught. The other thing that we've heard is bluefish have arrived, again, kind of right on schedule. We've seen some southwest wind and some warm weather, and so the bluefish showed up right along the south side of the Cape. Katuit, Papanesid, South Cape Beach, and Mashpee have been the best spots for that. And then, like I said, keep an eye out for those big striped bass somewhere in Buzzards Bay or up through the Cape Cod Canal. I think in the next few days we'll hear about some 30, 40-pound fish being caught.
Kevin Blinkoff at On the Water magazine, nice to have you back on the air talking fishing. We'll check in next week. Thanks.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.